What if there were an army that waged peace, an army of soldiers that were trained to engage not in battle but in resolution of conflict? Well, according to the laugh-out-loud, hilarious film, Men Who Stare at Goats, a new screen gem starring George Clooney and Jeff Bridges, in the 1980s, there was such a battalion. This movie is based on a 2004 nonfiction book written by Welsh-born journalist John Ronson. His book and companion documentary tells the tale of his experience investigating a branch of the regular armed services secretly trained by the U.S. government to carry out paranormal activities and psychic warfare, using their minds to defeat the enemy instead of deadly weapons. Peter Strawn adopted the book for the screen, and Ronson says 70% of the film is actually true. This unusual unit, aptly called the Earth Army, were trained alongside the General Army population to rely on instinct, intuition, nutrition, ritual, including Native American sun dance and honoring Mother Earth, in order to change the understanding, motivation, and definition of armed forces. An alternative army, if you will, kind of like a charmy, putting the enemy under a psychic spell, or like a do-no-harmy, protecting populations from soldiers, or like a disarmy, simply unarming or dismantling the arsenal of the enemy. This film is not just flat-out funny entertainment and brilliant acting by some of our finest gents in Hollywood, Kevin Spacey included. It is a call to action for men in armies everywhere to embrace the Jedi tradition and use force for good. Told through the curious eyes of a young Midwestern reporter played with great wonder and nerve by Ewan McGregor, we are invited along with him and his mysterious subject, reactivated psychic warrior Lynn Cassidy, played with perfect pitch by George Clooney. This role is hands down his greatest contribution to the silver screen. We join them for one last mission into Iraq. On the way, we are taken back in time to the initiation of the Earth Army, trained by a psychedelically reborn Vietnam War veteran, Bill Django, unabashedly performed by Jeff Bridges. Mr. Bridges wafts through this movie like a perfect bong hit, blowing our minds, touching us in great depth, and making us laugh until our hearts break. Some reviewers are categorizing this as a spoof or satire, making banal criticisms and completely missing the point. Through my eyes, its sincere and therapeutic value is undeniable, and the existence of such a force could mean its resurrection. Consider one of the premises, like the introduction of something simple, like compassion, to an active Marine unit. That in itself is revolutionary, because, as they say in the film, the change in warfare has to come from within the ranks, the gentle warrior, the enlightened, enlisted man. This film is a panacea for our times, especially when we are staring into the face of technological drone warfare. To be open, to consider, and respect the humanity of our so-called enemies is a daring, courageous tone for these obviously intelligent and powerful men in Hollywood to exhibit. Both showings I attended at the Coast Cinemas, people of all ages, including a bunch of 13-year-olds, were guffawing, laughing out loud, sniffing a little too, and applauding as it faded to black. Men Who Stare at Goats. These are truly men with a mission, and that's a lot more than I can say for the United States military right now. Yes, men with a mission, and it's surely a mission from God. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear this and my archived commentaries at my website at www.sherryglazer.net.